Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Amen. We've been talking to you about the family. And we started off talking about first love, first works. Then I shared with you 10 principles of first love that you need to start practicing and living by. Last week we talked about having a revelation regarding your husband or your wife and what they've been called to do and the gift, the anointing, the talent that's in them. And, you know, dealing with them based on the revelation that you've got from God. Because God reveals our true identity to one another. Yes. Amen. And today, I'm going to talk to you about unity in the home. Now, every message that I've been preaching has dual application. It is a word for husbands and wives, but it's also a word for individuals. So there's a dual application. So even though I'm talking about the family, that don't mean that people that's not married, that the message ain't for them. You need to stay engaged because, like I say, the word is supernatural, and it has dual application. It's going to bless you because these principles work for whosoever will. Whosoever will apply these principles, they're going to work for you in any area of your life and in the area that you need them to work in. Amen. So we thank God for that. With that being said, I want you to know that Satan has a plan to destroy your family. He has a plan to destroy your family, but God has a plan to build your family. I mean, you know, God is the one that instituted family. It originated with God. We're part of his family. And so one of the weapons that Satan will use to bring destruction in a family is division. And division is the lack of unity. Now, the word division is defined as to separate into parts. That's what Satan wants to do. He wants to separate your family into parts. Satan doesn't like unity in a home. That word also means to cut into pieces. That's what he wants to do with your marriage. That's what he wants to do with your life as an individual. Just want to cut you in pieces. That's what divide means. You know, if you divide something, if you divide a pie, that means you cut it into pieces. Right? Yeah. The word divide means to divide into parties or to split into factions. So that you got some on one side, some on the other. So that's division, and that's what he likes to use. Now, in Mark chapter 3, verse 23 to 27, I'm going to read that. It says, And Jesus called them unto him and said to them in a parable, how can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. That's your home right there. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand but have an end. Well, if Satan can have an end by being divided against himself, don't you think that your family can have an end too? If Satan is allowed to divide the husband and the wife, then he is able to bring an end to that marriage. And that's the reason why our divorce rate is over 50%. Because husbands and wives at one time were in unity together, started out together, sharing everything, but ended up cut into pieces, divided out. And when you divorce, what do? You split things into pieces. You take some, I take some, right? That's the ultimate manifestation of division, is that everything gets divided out and the oneness is gone. And so I believe that God is having me minister on this area here, in this area of the family, because he wants strong families. And that's one of our pillars of our church. If you look up on the wall at that center banner, what does it say?
Strong families.
That's one of the marks of this ministry here, is that God wants strong families in this church, because a church is only as strong as the families that are in it.
Amen.
If you have a church full of strong families, then you got a real strong church.
Yeah.
If you have a church full of divided homes, then your church going to be divided. It'd be hard to get unity in a place where there's division in the home. So we have to deal with this subject, and we have to deal with it aggressively. You have to be aggressive in pursuing and seeking unity in your home. And you have to be able to identify all of the things that cause division and eliminate them, put them out of business. The devil need to be put in the unemployment line. You need to stop him from working in your life. Amen. And you got the power to do it if you're born again. You can say no to the devil. And you can put him out of commission. All right. Then let's finish reading this here right here. He says, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. So if you want to have unity in your home, you'll have to deal with the devil who wants to come against your home. You can't let him run roughshod over you. The husband and the wife together in unity become the strong man of a house. You know, the devil is not supposed to be the strong man in your home. He ain't supposed to be calling the shots. He ain't the one supposed to be doing the counseling. If you're getting all your counsel from the devil, then you're going to end up divided. Because all of his counsel breaks down and divides. He don't know how to build a happy home. He has no knowledge of that. So I say, husband and wife, be the strong man. Together, when a husband and a wife come together, They become a strength, a unified force that is able to resist every adversary with the power of God. Amen. Husband and wives are strongest when they are in agreement, when they are in unity together. The greater the division, the weaker the family unit becomes. The family is at its weakest where there is a lack of unity. The family is at its weakest when there is division. But a family is at its strongest where there is unity, harmony, and agreement. You want a strong family? You got to have the family united and in agreement. Amen. Where there's division or lack of unity in the home, it is inevitable that sooner or later, frustration, disappointment, separation, emotional pain and anxiety, means unhappy feelings, will set in and become a part of the daily grind to hold things together. And if you let division come in, then you're unhappy, you're frustrated, you're disappointed, and with those kind of emotions working, then you're still trying to hold everything together. I'm going to tell you, it becomes a grind. It becomes a hard, hard way when you can't agree upon anything. It's bad. When there's division, self-preservation takes over, and progress together comes to a grinding halt. When you have division, if division is allowed to run its course, then sooner or later, both parties are going to become selfish and then only be concerned about what's best for me. And when you start making decisions based on what's best for you, then division is already at work. When you say, I got to protect me, I got to have my own identity, you know, I don't want to lose me in the process. Now, God created us individually, and we never lose our personal identity, especially in Christ, but a husband and a wife have to form one identity. You can't have two identities. You got to have one. That's what unity is all about. Unity implies wholeness or oneness. It means not divided. It means agreement, maximum strength, harmony, peace. Without an understanding of authority and submission in the home, unity is hard to be achieved. So when you got a wife wanting to run everything, or if you have a husband that don't want the responsibility, and the wife had to take over to hold things together, I'm going to tell you, it becomes a burden in the whole family, because now you got people trying to do things that they haven't been equipped by God to do. The man was equipped by God to be the head and to be the leader. Amen. A wife is equipped to help and to serve and to nurture. And we see that's why we're different. We ain't the same. I was talking to the praise and worship team yesterday about unity. I say, now, Cece and I don't agree on everything. I mean, we have disagreement. And so I said, the reason why is because if you went through that class that we had a few years ago called Love and Respect, women look through what, pink eyeglasses? And men look through blue. I say, so what we have to do is that I had to take a pink lens and she had to take a blue one, and we put them together, we get purple. Now we got agreement. Because we both seeing purple now. She ain't just seeing pink, and I ain't just seeing blue.
That's right.
Amen. Right?
Yeah.
Praise God. Everybody say, see purple?
See purple.
You got to see purple. I means you just can't see things your way. The husband just can't see things the way it is, the way he wants to see it. He had to be able to see things from her perspective, too. And then she had to be able to not just see things her way, but she got to be able to see things his way, too. So you put both of them together, and you can find a place of agreement. So neither person is totally getting everything they want. But when you're selfish, it's your way or the highway. Now, this ain't a message I'm going to get a lot of amens. Because you've been put in the cooker.
Oh, yeah.
When there is unity and agreement and togetherness, there will be peace and pleasantness.